Ancient mythology states that the earth was flat and strange demons lurked over the edge of the flat earth. My own experience is that most of the demons live on this earth. No one would seriously believe now that the earth is flat. It is a common belief that the earth is a more or less round contraption, and people have even been out in little spacecraft to take a good look. Thus, we can say that the scientists have been wrong in most of their science. Unfortunately, certain religious leaders made it an offense punishable by death to say that the earth was round, and not so many years ago people were nicely toasted at the stake for saying that the earth was round, 219, and not flat. However, I suppose we all have to die at some time, and there is always the consolation that if one is thoroughly surrounded by fire, one dies of suffocation before the flames reach one. Not that that would be much consolation to the victim tied at the stake. If we are going to get some scientist's technical theory as the limits of what we might do or say or think, then we are going to put ourselves in the position of a railway locomotive which is confined to rails. People on the train pulled by that locomotive can only see a very limited amount which lies on either side of the track they traverse. They are not able to diverge to see by ways off the main highway. People who travel by car, or even on foot, see more and learn more. People who travel on foot are the slowest, but they learn more and more in detail and are perhaps the best off in the end, while people who travel by air may be going so fast and so high that they see nothing at all. So let us meander along, not disporting ourselves with the scientific theories of great men which may be wonderful in mathematical formula, but which do not necessarily correspond to the real facts of life and the afterlife. Western civilization occupies much less than a tenth of a second of celestial time. If you think of the age of the earth, you will find that man in any of his forms upon this earth does not even occupy 1 minute of the 24 hours of the earth's existence. People who can do astral traveling or who are clairvoyant or telepathic can get a much better impression of what is going on, for those people know that man upon earth is just one manifestation of a spirit. There have been other forms of body, there have been other forms of corporeal existence. The physical body of mankind on the earth is just one of a long, long series of experiments to see which form will afford a spirit body the best chance of learning the most and the easiest and the quickest. Mankind is not the ultimate. Do not believe that it is. No words of religion, no scientists' theories can ever convince the celestial spirit that the little slug body it now occupies is superior to the glittering butterfly that it can become. All this is an attempt to make you think for yourselves, an attempt to make you go into astral traveling and clairvoyance seriously. If people are going to analyze everything, and try to, 220, find fault in everything without knowing better, then they are going to stultify their own development. We must keep an open mind, we must be ready to accept, we must know what we are talking about and not say, "Oh, that's not right, that's not what Einstein said." Einstein and people like Einstein said that the earth was flat. Einstein and people like Einstein said man would never travel faster than the speed of sound. Well, we do, you know, some of us, and some of us travel faster than the speed of light. Astral travel is much, much faster. In the astral world, when we move about, we really whoop it up, but I do not need to tell you all this. If you will keep an open mind, and instead of trying to criticize destructively, if you will try to assimilate constructively for yourselves, then you will not find too great difficulty in doing astral travel. Keep in mind also that approximately every 2,000 years or so a new messiah, savior, or world leader appears on earth. This is a cycle which continues three cycles, always. So we come to the end of another book, the 12th chapter written in the 12th hour of the cycle of Kali. May it be that something that I have written will help you on your way, and have faith in what I have written, because all I have written in all my books is true. 221.